Well, I guess he's not out there. W-I-U-G for you need. So what's happening, Dale?
Not too much. Just sitting around enjoying the beginnings of a three-day weekend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just came back. We had some barbecue out there and by West Bloomfield down that way over the family's house. So I just came back home. Roger.
This is WRNV342. Okay, Jack, does that sound better?
That sounds excellent. Anyhow, how you doing out there?
Doing fine. Don't worry about it. It didn't bother me. I just, you know, because I understand what's going on with these repeaters and everything else, so, yep, I'm glad I had a spare 400. Okay. All right, Dennis, let's get back to what the other one is. Yeah, we have talked a few times, Jack.
By the way, how's the weather by you there? It's about 73 degrees out here.
It's about 69 out here. It's 69 degrees out here.
Roger, it's a little bit of humidity here. That's the reason why. But you know what? About three days ago, it was bad here. We had a big storm here and all that. Tree went down and other things went on too. But about 2 miles away from me. Roger?
I have not had those storms over here. It's been very sunny and everything. No storms this way. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. And the humidity is at 82%. It's 82 and it's 69 degrees. Yeah, we haven't had one storm whatsoever out here, so... So we were lucky.
I guess so, you guys are lucky. It's about maybe 40,000 people without power, and the power it turned on today. There's somebody's power went on today from the 40,000 people out that way.
But I hear that, Jack. Okay, I'll let you get back to the other person. He might want to talk to you a little bit, but I just wanted to tell you that I'm using the other radio. And that, so, okay with that. This is WRNV342 in Holland, Ohio. First of all, Stephanie, and I will let you give back to the other person.
Yes, I got your name, Stephanie, right. I do have it here. And, it's from Highland, Ohio. I do have it. Okay, sir, you take care. And anytime you like to talk with no problem at all, you take care and have a good evening. W-I-U-G, 488.
Go ahead, Josh. How's the party?
Go ahead, Dale.
I'm hitting, I'm trying to hit the Flint repeater. I can hear the Flint repeater on whatever channel 22 is on this radio. Am I making it back to the repeater?
Well, the Flint repeater is 725, Dale. 725 Flint repeater. I don't know if it's 22 or... I don't have no idea.
Yeah, that sounds about right. How was my signal? I didn't have anything on my other GMRS. I didn't have it turned up loud enough to hear. Did I hit the Flint repeater then?
You could breathe. Is that, you know, with that antenna you got out there, you know, I was going to get one, but they don't have it. Just like the one you were saying. Was that 2 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah, I had to keep watching the DX Engineering website until they got them back in stock. And I don't know if it's, you know, like the greatest antenna ever, but, you know, it's dedicated to this frequency range, and it's a two-section, so it's got a little bit of good performance, so I guess it's okay. But I did have to wait before it would come in stock. I think I would check it every few weeks, and it took several months before I saw it.
Well, I just looked at 3-4 times. They don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have it. And I said, well, I'll wait another 3 weeks. But you know what? Yeah, it's only what UHF. It doesn't have VHF.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it's a 460 megahertz range only. I have a Comet GP9 that does VHF and UHF for my ham radio stuff. So I know there's not FRS, MURS, something like that, but I didn't care. It was just it wasn't too expensive, so I thought I would try it out. I still have that Harvest BCN, B, whatever it is, that 200, that's a good antenna, I like it.
Oh yeah, Dale, that's why I'm on it right now. And that is UHF, VHF, by the way. Anyhow, I think you know that. I don't have to tell you that anyhow. And you know what else? Two days ago, when that storm hit here, I'm not kidding you. I was on the 600, and I talked to a guy in North of Cadillac. I don't know if you know what North of Cadillac is or not, but he was on that repeater, and there's a guy out there from Grand Rapids I talked to.
Cool. Yeah, I know where Cadillac is. When I'm up at, we have another house out in Newaygo County, and when we point the TV antenna that way, we can watch the Cadillac TV stations.
So you must have a TV antenna outside. It goes on the motor, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't remember if it's a Weingart or that other one. I don't remember the brand name, but yeah, it's not up very high. It's only about 20 foot or so, but you know, we can get Traverse City and Cadillac and Grand Rapids out there in the north end of Newaygo County.